Vrindavan Mahimamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati ki jai, Vrindadevi ki jai, Purnamasi Yogamaya ma ki jai, Gopishwar Mahadev ki jai, Bhuteshwar Mahadev ki jai, Kameshwar Mahadev ki jai, Chakaleshwar Mahadev ki jai, Pipaleshwar Mahadev ki jai, Rangeshwar Mahadev ki jai, Gokarneshwar Mahadev ki jai, Nandishwar Mahadev ki jai, Kundeshwar Mahadev ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Veera Devi ki jai, Vrinda Devi ki jai. We're discussing about the Brajalata Mahima, Brajalata Mahima, the glories of the creepers of Vrindavan. And this is the last verse in our discussion. We've discussed five verses. This is chapter 5, verse 37 and 38. Anyone has their textbook, which we hope you do. And this particular, the conclusion of the glories, the creepers are so wonderful, and they're more fortunate than Lakshmi, and they're worthy of taking shelter, and the demigods worship them, and they can bestow and fulfill anyone's desires. They're kapalatas, they can fill their desires. And the conclusion of all of it is, well, they're very fortunate, and they're so wonderful. Let's become a creeper. And you hear all these things. And someone tells you so many things about Hawaii and the glories of this, then you think, well, let's go there. Let's go to Hawaii and see for ourselves, and the tropical rainforest and the beautiful beaches and waves and this and that and whatever's over there. I never went there. So you hear about it and you want to go there. So now we hear about the creepers and we want to be one. They're so fortunate. So we can look at this chapter 5, 167. And then see what it says there. Yaradaya varatanu atet yukti matrena nityod kayat yukta madukara ruter vigya ganam tanoti krandet yukta visrijati marutfulita sadaseti proktash proktashlishya jutamiti gira saswaje grishta gucha mat pranesham nama nigad di tait yapatat yeva buma vitam. Goes like this: eva buma vitam tat tad vachna vashaga syam maham kapi vali Shri Radhaya Svakara Vihita Swambhu Shekari Pushta Vrindaranya Mudita Harina Datta Kanta Virashi. This is wonderful. Two verses. We're going to hear the voice of Radha. Very rare. Because if you get to meet someone, then you get to hear their voice. Well, you may meet them on the internet also. But to hear the voice of Radharani, can you hear the voice of Radharani on the internet? I doubt it. But you can hear the voice of Radharani when she speaks. And where does she speak? She speaks in the Shastras. She speaks in the Leela Granthas, in the Rasa Granthas describing Braj Leela. She speaks to Shyam. She speaks to her gopis. O Sakyan. And so here she's speaking, so we're going to hear what she says. And who is she speaking to? Is she speaking to the gopis, or she's speaking to all her friends? And who are all her friends? Because Saki means friend. But in Radharani's kingdom of love and kingdom of harmony and mutual exchanges, they're all her friends, surrounded by friends. So the creepers are her friends, the harina, the deer are her friends. All are Radha's friends. This is Vrindavan. No enemies, all friends. We say in the material world, oh, this is a play, friends and enemies. Some people like me, some people don't. Some people die for me, some people kill me. Some people are willing to die for me, and some people want to kill me. So this is the world of friends and enemies. enemy, friends and enemy. So Radha says, listen, as soon as Radha says, oh, beautiful one, please dance. So she calls her friends beautiful. Usually a girl calls another girl or a boy calls a girl, oh, beautiful one, let's dance, please dance. So she's calling beautiful Alata. Oh, Varatano Nateti, Yukti Matrena Nityod. Oh, beautiful one, please dance. As soon as Radha says that, then how do the creepers respond? They dance. They don't think, maybe I should dance later. Guru asked me to dance, maybe I'll dance later. Maybe I'll dance next week. It's not that important order. And I can dance this afternoon. I don't feel like dancing right now. But the creepers, they got the order, they got the command, and oh, let's dance. Radharani says, oh, beautiful one, please dance for the pleasure of my Sham. You gotta understand, he's walking next to Radharani, and Radharani turns to the creepers, hey Lata, hey Varatanu, Varatanu Nateti. Then when Radharani says, please sing, then the creepers, they sing melodiously. Because in this kingdom, consciousness is not limited by the body. In our kingdom, consciousness is limited by the body. The elephant has a soul like we do, but he's very limited in what he can do, how he can express. In the rock, there is consciousness. There is Atma in the rock, but it's called covered. Sankuchita. This was Sankuchita. It means covered consciousness. So his consciousness is so covered that you don't even think there's any living entity inside a rock. But they're there. Consciousness is severely covered. There's some rocks, Prabhupada told on one tape, they are inside a mandir. I don't know if they're Shalagram Shilas or what they are. I don't know. I forget what. They're inside some building or temple. And it's a completely airtight place and this and that. And they keep growing. The rock keeps getting bigger. So you can't say this deposition, dust deposition from the atmosphere, because they're not outside, it's inside, and the rock is continually being washed all the time and bathed. There's no chance for dust to collect on the rock and harden over time or whatever. So the rock keeps growing and growing. So that particular Atman, that rock is kind of expanding a little bit, his influence. The point I'm saying is, in the material world, the body limits the expression of consciousness. But in the spiritual world, the body does not limit the expression of consciousness. Therefore, trees can walk, trees can talk, trees can laugh, trees can cry, and so can latas. So when Radharani says dance, then the latas start dancing. Then she says sing, please sing. They sing melodiously. Then she says please cry. So they cry and they shed honey. Honey falls from her flowers, nectar drips from the flowers. Then she tells the latas, please laugh. And they become jubilant and laugh. Have you ever heard a laughing creeper? Have you ever shuno a hasya lata? Have you ever seen a lata dance? Have you ever seen a lata cry? Because we are in the material world where the body limits the consciousness. Because you'll never see a creeper in this world laugh or dance or cry. Because the spiritual world is the world of consciousness. Chit-dham. All consciousness. Sat-chit-ananda-dham. So the impossible is every day. Every day is an impossible reality beyond the wildest imagination of the greatest speculator. Jnane priyasam udapasti namante eva. Then when Radha says, hey creepers, please embrace Alingata, and the creepers respond by happily embracing the trees, because the trees are their boyfriends, and girls love to embrace their boyfriends. They don't even hardly need anyone to tell them to do it. But sometimes in a Leela, Chatila comes and she tells Vidyavali, who's Krishna disguised as a female singer, and there's some disagreement between Krishna's disguise as a female singer and the woman's disguise, and she's in Jatila's house in Yavat. Radharani's there, Navimani's out somewhere, the cows here, there, whatever. And then there's some argument in the room, and then Vidyavali runs out, and then she starts falling on the ground crying, said, oh, my cousin's sister doesn't like me, this, that. And Jatila says, what's wrong? Oh, you know, I'm from Mathura, I'm a cousin's sister of Radharani, and we're so near and dear, and I've come to see her after a long time, and she's speaking so nasty to me, and now it's so late, and now I don't know what to do. And then Jatila says, what is this? My daughter-in-law can't treat you like this. Hey, why are you crying? She's crying, making a big scene, like a temper tantrum. And just lying on the ground, kicking her legs. Oh, my little girl. How has such terrible things happened here? How can these things happen in my house? This is not right. My daughter-in-law is really misbehaving. Listen, come with me. So then she brings inside. And then Jatila says to Radharani, her daughter-in-law, Radharani, how are such things happening here? Why are you treating this, your cousin's sister like this? Look, she's crying, tears running down her face. She's so unhappy. Now listen to me. Now, you're my daughter-in-law. This is my house. You have to follow what I say. And you have to make up right now with your cousin's sister. I want you to eat your meal together and spend the night together because it's too late for her to go to Mathura. It's very late. I want you to sleep on the same bed. You have to sleep on the same bed together. Now you just accept her. Then Alita steps and she says, oh, but you don't know Jatila. Oh, whatever she called her, Jatila, or mother-in-law, this, that. She says, oh, Janani, or whatever. You don't understand. This cousin's sister has been very offensive to Radharani. Anyway, I don't care what you're saying. No. There's no way our Radharani is going to, eat with his cousin's sister or sleep. No way. You can just tell her to go back to Mathura. And then she said, listen, now, this, you just be quiet. And she said, now, right in front of me, I want to see you both lock yourselves in a warm embrace. Both of you tightly embrace each other. And then Radharani said, no. Radharani said, that is not possible. I'll never in 100 years. And then Jatila gets angry. She says, what is this? And she forcibly brings it. Now, you just embrace each other. And she pushes Krishna disguises Vidyavali and Radharani together. And then once they embrace each other, then they say, yeah, that's it. Nice. That's nice. Jatila says, now you look like nice cousin sisters. So now you just spend the night here. I'm going. It's late now. I'm going to bed. So that's like a whole long story. But so Radharani, she looked at the creepers and she told them, listen, embrace. And the creepers are wrapped around the tree, so they happily and tightly embrace the trees. Then Radharani said, offer obeisances to our beloved Lord. And then all the creepers fell on the ground. They left the embrace of the tree and fell on the ground, because they can creep back up the tree if they want, or they can come back down. So now, Prabhupada Saraswati, and we also say, I would also like to become a creeper in Vrindavan. And follow the orders of Sri Radha in the same way. I would be nourished by water, personally supplied by Sri Radha, and Sri Hari will bless me by happily allowing me to become one of his beloveds. So this is, of course, Prabhupada Saraswati is Tunga Vidya Sakhi, and he's saying here, Datta Kanta Varashi. So Datta means, please give me, make me your Kanta, make me your lover. So he's taking the idea of Lata to mean ultimately Sakhi, Sakhi Lata. Sakhis are like Latas. They dance for Krishna, they embrace Krishna, they cry for Krishna, they sing for Krishna, they sing melodiously for Krishna, they sometimes cry and shed tears for Krishna, they laugh with Krishna, and they embrace Krishna. So Prabhupada Saraswati says, yes, I want to be a creeper like this, and Radharani will order me. But also I want to be Krishna's lover. This is a very beautiful... So this is a conclusion of the glories of the creepers, is let's become one. There's another translation here. We can see what it says in this other book. 537. Interesting idea here. Radha will say, oh, beautiful one, please dance, and I will dance. She will say, please sing, and the bees on my petals will sing a melodious song. So here, in this particular translation, the lata is become totally personalized, as I was mentioning, the consciousness, because the body does not limit the consciousness, and all the devotees in Vrindavan, they're all personal consciousness, the personal consciousness expressions of Krishna's divine desire to love. So all the devotees and all the trees and creepers and animals and birds, they're all totally personal, talking parrots and talking creepers. So here he immediately puts it in first person, I. Radharani will say, oh beautiful, please dance, and I will dance. And she will say, please sing. Then the bees sitting on my petals, of my creeper petals, they will sing a melodious song. Radharani will say, please shed some tears, and honey will flow from my flowers. She will say, please laugh, and I will express my laughing by my flowers bursting into bloom. Radharani will say, embrace this tree, and I will embrace the tree with my tendrils. Tendrils means a skinny little part of the lata. The lata has a stem, and then there's leaves off it. And also where the leaf is, and coming off the leaf is a little skinny thing called a tendril. And that's where they kind of grab onto the bark of the tree and sticky little hairs and stuff. The stem just goes like that, and that supplies water from the ground or whatever different ways they nourish. Pressing my flowers against his trunk. So the whole idea of the embrace here, because I will embrace the tree with my tendril thin arms. Now press my flower, lotus flower-like breasts against his trunk. This is the implied meaning. Because creeper means, because sometimes the gopis are called the Vrajakapavalis. Vrajakapavalis means that they're the wish-fulfilling creepers of Vrindavan. Vrajakapavalis. So this is, because he's Tungavijasaki, he has Nayaka Bhav, or heroine Bhav, lover of Krishna. And then he's saying, so I'll embrace them with my arms. When you embrace them with your arms, it's not just arms are embracing, but it's chest to chest also. And then when Radharani says, please bow down before the Lord of my life, my Pranakant, I will fall down on the ground. In this way, I will be a flowering vine, completely obedient to every word. She will nourish me by sprinkling me with the water from her own hand. Lord Krishna will be very pleased, and he will bless me by saying, may you attain the blessings of my beloved Radha. So this is very nice. It says, in this way I'll be a flowering vine, completely obedient to every word. So this is what flowering, they call a girl, they say she's a flowering young girl. When a girl enters puberty, they say she's flowering. And so this is also there. Radharani will say, fall down, so I will bow down before her Lord. And this way I'll become a flowering vine. So I will become a young Kishori Gopi, a young Gopi Manjari or Sakhi, and I will obey Radharani's every word, because I will be favorable to her, even if I'm a Nayaka. And she will sprinkle me with water from her own hand. So taking as a creeper, Radharani also grows creepers to offer flowers to Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. And you can also take it as the gopis are like creepers. So either way, to become a creeper like gopi, or to become a creeper in Vrindavan, is perfection. Certainly is perfection of all bhajan and lifetimes of progress and devotional activities. Uddhava Mahashaya prays like that, Gomalata Oshidinam, Vrindavanam Kim Gomalata Oshidinam. In 10th canto, chapter 46, he prays, I want to take birth in Vrindavan as a Gomalata Oshidinam. As a little, Gomalata means a little creeper that has little white or red and black berries, red and black berries or white berries. And it just grows here and there in abandoned places and farms and old farmhouses and stuff. Here and there. And that's Gomalata. And Oshidinam. Oshidinam means a medicinal herbal bush, a small bush on the ground or a creeper. Kind of insignificant. He's not asking, Gomalata has no flowers of any significance, and it makes a poison berry. That berry is poisonous. So it doesn't have any good fragrance, so he's just saying, I want to be some insignificant gomalata, or oshadi, little shrub He didn't say I want to be a Malati Lata. He didn't say Madhavi Lata or Malati Lata, because Madhavi Lata is a Sri Krishna's Nivritani Kunja Leela. Because the Madhavi Latas are wrapped around the Kadamba trees of the Kunjas, the Nikunjas, so they can see. Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimati Pashyanti Pandi Kalyanti Charam Jaganti. Again, their consciousness is not limited by their bodies. So Krishna, he can see with his ears, see with his nose, see with his mouth. And the jiva has the same experience when he dreams, as I already mentioned to you. The seer, smeller, taster, toucher in the dream is the mental body, the mind. Because the mind is actually touching, the mind is actually seeing, feeling, tasting, everything is going on in the mind. The senses are just the instruments of carrying impressions, but the experience of happiness or unhappiness is in the mind. So when we dream, we smell the pizza in the dream. We see the restaurant. We hold a pizza in our hand, or we hold a person in our arms. So there's touching, there's smelling, there's tasting, there's speaking. Everything goes on in a dream, but all your senses are sleeping. So this is Angani Lasya Sekalendriya Vittimanti. Because consciousness is all pervading, and consciousness is not limited by the body. So in this case, the consciousness operates through the mind when you dream. But Krishna's whole existence is all in consciousness. So he can see with his ears, eyes, all his senses are consciousness. Just like all of our senses become mind. When we dream, swapna, all of our senses become mind. And mind is existing or floating on the background of consciousness. So in Krishna's case, there's no mind and consciousness, he's only consciousness. So consciousness is acting through the vehicle of the mind, enabling us to see, to have all five sense experiences in the mind while dreaming. So Krishna has full consciousness, so in his transcendental body he can have all five sense experiences with any sense. It's all happening through consciousness. This is the tattva, background of the lila. So there's very beautiful translations we hear about creepers. So don't be a creep, become a creeper. And don't be a creepana. Right? A creepana means a miser, a cheap person, a creepana. You should be brahmana. Brahmana means broad-minded, charitable, udhar. Brahmana. Very kind and charitable and pure and saralata. So we should be brahmana, not kripana. So now we're going to hear, we're coming up from the ground of Vrindavan, ground zero, Vrajaraj. And now we're going to the grass, and then we went to the creepers. Now we're going to hear the glories of the trees of Vrindavan. We're coming up in the world, hitting the big time. Vrindavan Briksha Mahima. And before we get discussing the whole tree, because a tree has lots of parts and parcels, like branches, like twigs, like leaf buds, like flower buds, leaf buds and leaves, flower buds and flowers, and then ultimately fruits. We're going to start with our discussion and appreciation of the Kalpataru of Vrindavan by hearing about the glories of one leaf, a single leaf in Vrindavan. How glorious is that leaf? And that's chapter 7, verse 7. The glories of one leaf. Vrindavan Vidur Astam Astam Vrindavanishri tasya santu cha sakyo brinda vainaika taru palavopi moha yati. The author says, what to speak of Vrindavan Chandra and what to speak of Radha, the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavanishri, as well as the gopis. Even a leaf from a tree of Vrindavan is able to overwhelm the entire world. Taru Palava. Vanaika Taru Palava Mohayati. I don't see world here per se, but I will just give an attempt to translate, then we'll read the second translation, which sometimes is more accurate. Vanaita taru palavo pi mohayati. That Vrindavana Vidura, Vidu means moon. Indu, Vidu means moon. So Vrindavan Chandra is Vrindavana Vidur. Astam astam means what to speak, what to speak. Vrindavan Eshri Tasya, Santu Chasakya Brinda. Sakya Brinda means her group of Sakis. But it becomes Sakya because of the Sanskrit. Sakya Brinda means her whole group of Sakis. So there's Radha in this verse, Vrindavan Chandra Krishna and Vrindavaneshwari Radha. Vrindavan Chandra, Vrindavaneshwari. She's controlling that moon of Krishna. He rises if she wants. She sets if she wants. If Radharani smiles at Vrindavan Chandra, then he becomes Purnima. If Radharani frowns at Krishna or ignores him or shows man, then he becomes Amavasya. Amavasya Vrindavan Chandra. And she only pays a little attention to him, then he becomes Ashtami. Ashtami Vrindavan Chandra. The moon on the eighth day. Like a little sliver. A little bit happy, but not so much emptiness. A little bit of light of love, but so much darkness of neglect. Oh, Krishna's hankering for the full moon smile of Vrindavaneshwari and the full moon heart of Radharani. As we are. Vrindavan Chandra and Vrindavaneshwari, there's two players here. And the Vanaika Tarupalavo. These three. What to speak of Radha and Krishna and the Sakis? Even a leaf has the power of bewilderment. Moa. Even a leaf, Krishna and his activities, he can bewilder anyone. He's Madan Mohan. Manmata Mamata. Cupid bewilders the whole world, from Brahma to Shiva to everyone. Narada, everyone gets bewildered by Cupid. Madan. But Krishna bewilders Cupid. Madan Mohan. So that's Vrindavan Chandra. And then the other is Radharani. So she's Madan Mohan Mohini. So she bewilders the one who bewilders the whole world. So she has bewildering power, and Krishna has bewildering power, and the Sakis who are one Tadatmika with Radha, they also have bewildering power. Krishna is bewildered by the Sakis also. What to speak of them? Even a leaf of Vrindavan has the power to bewilder. Even one leaf, Taru Palava, Palavo means a leaf, actually means a leaf bud. Palavo means a leaf bud. One leaf bud of a tree. Vantaru. Vantaru means tree. Mantra kapataru, wish fulfilling tree. So this Vanaika Taru, the trees in Vrindavan, one leaf from those trees. What is this section called? It's called Brajataru Mahima, the glories of the trees in Vrindavan. So let's start with the glories of one leaf. Because we're already starting from the bottom up from the pebbles to the grass so now we're starting the trees, but let's start at the lowest part of the tree. Just a leaf. No flowers have come yet. We don't even know if it will make flowers. Is it a male tree or female tree? Some trees are male and female. The male doesn't make fruit, the female does. And all different kind of pollination, different arrangements. You have to have a nara. It's called nara nari. That's like I had one tree growing, papaya tree. And they said, oh, that's nara. I don't need nara. So that's male. I said, what does that mean? So it won't give any fruits. I said, oh, that's interesting. So I went away somewhere. I came back and my chokyo chopped it down. I said, why did you do that? I said, oh, he's male, he's useless. Radha and Krishna, the gopis, and even a leaf from a tree can overwhelm the entire world. So I just said they all have the power of bewilderment. Krishna can become bewildered by Radharani. And one leaf of a tree of Vrindavan can bewilder, has the power of bewilderment. And that happens. What's an example? Let's have an example of how one leaf of a tree bewilders. Now just imagine, who's going to get bewildered in this one? The person who bewilders Cupid will become bewildered by one leaf. And that is Madan Mohan. When Madan Mohan is feeling separation from Radha, then he's walking through the forest. This is explained in Govinda Lila Amrita by Krishna's Kaviraj. And in that mood of separation, Krishna sees everywhere in Vrindavan Radharani. In the trees, in the leaves, everywhere he sees Radharani. The flowers are breasts, and everywhere he sees, he's reminded. The honey dripping down from the trees, oh, that's Radharani's. Sometimes tears are dripping down her golden face. And then he sees a leaf from a tree. Just sees a leaf from a tree. And he sees that and he said, oh, this tree, this leaf, Radharani made a garland of these leaves. This leaf becomes an udipan for Lila Smaran, for Rasadgar. So Krishna's in separation. Oh, this tree, Radharani, last time I saw her, she offered me a garland from this tree. And it's just by seeing a leaf, he became moh, bewildered in love. It's called Prem Vibhram. He became totally Brahm. Brahm means moh, bewilderment, confused. And then he held the leaf in his fingers. Oh, Radha, Radha. Then he became Morchita. And he fainted, just touching one leaf of the tree. But he was seeing, wherever he looked, he saw Radharani. The peacocks were dancing. He saw the long tails of the peacocks, shiny hair of the peacocks, and he thought of Radharani's hair when it's undone in the kunj, and her beni comes undone, and it falls over his chest, and it looks like peacock feathers. And he thinks of Radharani's peacock, sees the peacock moving through the forest, all Radharani's hair, and so even a leaf has the power of bewilderment. So we can read this other translation here, chapter 7, verse 7. And just by hearing these discussions, we're also getting bewildered. We're forgetting Maya, the great enchanter, enchantress. He says, for the moment, let us not consider Lord Krishna, the moon of Vrindavan. Let us not consider Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan. And let us not consider her gopi friends either. Even one blossoming tree in Vrindavan forest has the power to enchant the entire world. So both of these translations are talking about bewildering power. That obviously the gopis, the same basic point, I just didn't want to make it to the whole world. Because Vrindavan is the whole world. We don't have to go anywhere. Vrindavan is the whole world. There's no other world but Vrindavan. This is the spiritual world. So he says entire world. What does that mean? That means the Maya Jagat. It means the Devi Dham. It means the Chota Bhuvana. Chota Bhuvana means the 14, Chota Bhuvana means the 14 planetary systems. 7 above the earth and 7 below. So one leaf has the power of moha, bewildering the entire world, the universe. Why take the leaf out of Vrindavan? Why take the potency of the leaf out of Vrindavan? Does Krishna ever take a step out of Vrindavan? No. Do the gopis ever take a step? No. Do the creepers ever take a step? No. So their action of bewilderment is right here in this world, the spiritual world of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki. Jai. So we'll continue with the glories of the trees tomorrow.